Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Here we go. It's time for an audio celebration of the game week that was around here at the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Here's Woolchuck and Chia Follow, your MCs.
Thank you very much. 9-hour Cowboys game day. How glorious it is right here on 105.3 The Fan of the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. We got pregame, we got the game itself, and then we got postgame. And we got clips from all of the above today.
Yes, postgame making an appearance.
Oh, postgame's getting in there. Usually it's just absolutely professional, just an incredible Marconi Award-winning broadcast. But we had a guest appearance this week.
Good. Yeah, well, because the Cowboys fans had all day get nice and liquored up.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I think Christy used the word lubricated.
Lubricated. She says it was a bit of a sassy environment at AT&T Stadium in the pregame. And,
oh, yeah.
I felt that sass.
Man, they were tying one on.
It was. They were. Yeah. They were tying one on. It was an unbelievable amount of Packer fans. 100%. Doing the Lowe's pregame out there.
I didn't get it.
We actually.
Tying one on.
Tie.
Drunk.
It was a tie.
Tie.
They were hammered, and it was a tie game.
Well played.
Gosh, it's like kissing your sister.
I don't expect anything from these two in front of me, but you,
come
Lucius,
on,
maybe,
we liked
you know,
it. We got
you
it.
Got your fastball working. What
seriously,
can I say?
Well, it's having to work this extra hour because of no baseball anymore.
Right, you know what?
Yeah, we're going five wide.
Yeah, I was going to try and be nice going into this one, but I think Tony Dungy was facts, and I think we need to have him on the pregame every single week to dunk on Broadus, Eric.
He brought heat for sure. Let's go ahead and get into the mix. Sounds good, boys.
We'll love it.
Now, for the first time, we know about the cheeseheads, right? Of course. Saw a freaking buttload of those.
A lot of overalls.
And then
they're still doing the cheeseheads?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which, I mean, hey, listen, credit to them.
The bandwagon fan people are.
If I was a Packers fan, I'd be having the cheesehead. And what did you say? You gave us a little cheesehead fun fact? Talk about it.
Yeah. What, the fact that it was a single-engine plane that went down, the guy was wearing his cheesehead, and the cheesehead saved his life.
Come on now.
Like, the plane went down, and it's a rubbery foam thing, and he went forward, and the cheesehead cushioned the blow.
We need to do away with the Guardian caps and just throw cheeseheads on all these players and watch CTE just completely disappear.
You do have a lot of people with those Guardian caps on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. More, shout out to Romeo Doubs.
Yep.
Yeah. Nothing like getting dunked on in the end zone by a guy wearing the biggest Guardian cap you've ever seen. No, but we saw the cheese heads, of course, but one lady had a cheese brassiere.
Okay.
It was literally like the foam cheese head, but it was like over top her clothes as a cheese brassiere.
Miss Wisconsin 1971.
Wow. Did she look like cheese?
Yeah. If she's winning,
cheese,
if she's winning beauty
slightly
awards,
melted.
1971-ish.
We
Wow, 2 years after the last Cowboys tie.
If that's the case, she's aged poorly. Let's get to Tony Dungy, boys and girls, who brought us, had a question for him,
sure
and
did.
Then we it brought out a little something in Tony Dungy that I didn't know he had in him.
Coach, you talked about, you know, that Stephen Jones kind of told us when they made the Micah Parsons trade that Flews can manufacture pressure. Well, you mentioned Coach, yeah. You can,
okay.
I mean, that's I didn't expect.
I can tell you how Coach is you want to know
exactly,
how I manufacture pressure?
Yeah.
Derek Thomas,
yeah,
Chris
exactly.
Dolman, John Randall, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. That's how you manufacture pressure.
Don't forget Simeon Rice, too.
Simeon Rice, yes. Warren Sapp.
How about that, dude? Just laughing brought us off the stage.
What a stupid question.
As brought us channeled his inner Stephen Jones.
Give me
for
all
a
the
moment.
Hall of Famers, baby, and I'll have a good defense.
Yeah. That's how you manufacture pressure.
Gosh.
With great players.
Come on.
It actually proved our point.
Yeah, it was the exact response that we were looking for. Yeah. Shout out to Tony Dungy, man. Hall of Fame human being.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
By the way, the Iron Man cowboy beer drinker helmet guy,
yeah,
he swung by the broadcast position and let me hold it and mess around with it.
Okay, what do we know? Yeah. What's the scouting report
so
on that?
So you just tap the left side of it, okay. Bang, that thing opens, tap it again, that thing closes.
Did he make it himself?
No, we were actually on the air.
Okay.
So I didn't get a chance to really talk with him.
When has that ever stopped you from doing anything?
True, bro. Well,
seriously. Like, I'm like,
take the headset off. Real quick.
Seriously, I'm like, I'm interviewing.
I don't really give a damn.
I'm talking
about
to Tony Dungy, my man, stand up. Dude, you're the Tolo man. You're my guy. I see you. Coach, I want to ask you. No, hey, yeah. Tolo, buddy. Love you. Love the people out there. You're my Tolo guy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, don't worry. I've got the headset on. We're taught broadest. Don't worry. Yeah. Tolo, man. You're the guy.
Tony Dungy, what your look, the hell's
brother.
Going on?
Love your look. Eric is literally, and I literally put my hand on my headset to like, okay, please don't let me hear this. My man, he's like, all right, we got these. Hey, Broadus is asking a question. It's okay. You want one of these quesadillas?
I hope quesadillas. I don't have to say one.
Yeah, we got a quesadilla. Here.
I'm going to crush that.
Have a pint of ice cream with it. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, they delivered us a Bluebell ice cream yesterday.
Oh, did they now?
That was pretty nice.
Man, I will say that quesadilla sounds pretty
good. He will talk in the middle of the broadcast like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just going. I mean, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I hear it sometimes.
Sorry about that,
you
bro.
Hear it?
Yeah, on the app. I listen. I Tolo.
Yeah, you do.
Just love it so
you're
much.
You're one of my favorite Tolos.
Oh, I love
you. You should
too.
Come up to the broadcast position so I can
you know
shout
what?
You out.
I should. I should come by and
he
say hello.
He does. He will yell out random people walk by and engage in conversation while on air.
It is pretty crazy. Just
well, don't worry. We'll
see your keys to the game. Yeah. Hey. See you, man. See ya. Yeah.
All right, go bleed Tolo, yourself. Bro. We'll choke. What's next?
All right. I hate it when you ask someone and they just refuse to not really answer your question. And, babe, were you guilty of this?
So you're going to start a franchise. Which of your positional units do you want most to be dominant? Your wide receivers, your linebackers, your not offense or defense. Which positional unit?
If I were starting a franchise.
Yeah, well, and not including quarterback.
Yeah, and the first thing I do is I go to the bank and say, hey, I need to take out a really big loan here because I've got like $42 in my bank account, but I want to start an NFL franchise. But no, the game is still won at the line of scrimmage, right? It's won at the line of scrimmage and with playmakers on the outside. And right now, it looks like Green Bay has those playmakers in this game.
Okay, they completely failed to answer the question. I will hold his feet to the fire.
I just did.
No.
I just did.
You didn't.
I said I want my lines, offensive, defensive lines.
Which one?
Which is what Philadelphia has done.
We will answer that question when Dallas Cowboys football continues after this.
Beautiful. Absolutely well done. Just fantastic broadcasting from those two guys.
Which position group? The lines.
No,
I like it, babe.
Yeah, it's all about the trench play. Even quarterbacks know that.
Man.
All right, from trench play to wide receivers that make Brad Sham channel something theatrical.
And on that touchdown reception, the Cowboys defense was saying, Romeo, Romeo,
wherefore art thou? Yeah. Here's the doctor. And we know where you are. A light through yonder end zone breaks.
I mean, what?
Hello.
What type of musical theater background does Brad Sham have?
Well done.
Him and Christy Scales go to musicals all the time. Musicals, theatrical stuff.
He was telling me about some slam poetry stuff he used to do. Trying to dig up some of those old clips.
I could definitely
Bobby will find those things. You put Bobby
that's
on
true.
It.
Should just ask Bobby.
He's a sneaky man.
We can find it.
Yeah, he's a sneaky, sneaky man.
I was going to call him a sneaky B word, but I couldn't do
good,
that on the
good
radio.
Good job
right?
Censoring yourself
you
there.
Could.
I'm getting better at it.
Offense was playing like a little bit of a B word first quarter and a half. In fact, my gosh, the Packers were really beating them in the total yardage, Brad.
And babe, I know you have a strong dislike for the statistic of time of possession. How do you feel about total yardage?
Oh, I feel better about that.
Okay, the Packers have 149 yards and the Cowboys have 26.
126, did you say? I'm sorry.
26.
Oh, 26. Just no one
like
in front
Preston
of it.
Preston Pearson's number. Deron Bland's number.
How do you spell first down? Preston Pearson, baby.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Preston Pearson, baby.
Hey.
Everybody knows that. Third and Preston. Yeah, that was a bad start to the game.
Not good.
I mean, that first quarter, just throw that one away. I mean, it was bad, but the most inspiring thing is they figured a way out of it.
Amen.
And,
yeah.
You know, I guess I got to eat crow. I thought the only way they could have success was running the ball. And at 13 zip, I'd completely given up. I was in like, I was in Cooper Rush fan mode of just like, oh God,
here we go again.
Tell me when this thing is going to be over. And it came to life.
It
so
sure did.
You know, to me, that bodes incredibly well for what might be in store. Right now, you can look at the schedule, find the bad defense, and say, hell, might put a 40-burger on them. Why maybe the hell 50. Not?
Maybe even the good defenses. Thought the Packers were going to be pretty good.
Here's one uncomfortable secondary question about the offensive success they had. Are Bass and Hoffman not that much worse than what Booker and Beebe have been doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I couldn't tell a difference out there.
Well, I think that speaks to their play, but I definitely think Beebe and Booker are better.
Yes.
Than those two.
Yeah, but for sure better.
Not like eye popping off the screen. Holy
no.
S.
I mean, and that's all you want from your backups right there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is credit to Connor Riley, credit to Clayton Adams, who are guys that have found ways yep. throughout their careers to get it done, particularly in the run game, with maybe just average dudes on the offensive line.
I kind of feel like the longer you play with both, the more you're going to turn around and say, I don't know why I asked that question.
that's
I like backups for a reason. I like that. Let's track it. All right, we were tracking.
But
they played well.
Yeah, no, but Hoffman had a half dozen good games last year and then played like a bag of ass in a couple. You're right about
that. Yeah, that's the thing. I think like you get four games out of them and then you're kind of like, they start to get beat down a little bit and, you know, it does it. But for like right now to get you through this period, sure. I mean, that was a great effort by them two yesterday.
And Booker out of his boot today.
Yeah, Booker out of his boot. Yeah. Fast healer, Wolchuk, is that what we're dealing with there in old Booker? That was a scattered report. And he's a guy that's been...
Might be getting Wally pipped.
Highlighting... Oh, no, dude, he was pancaking, dude.
He was so good against Chicago.
Dawson?
Booker the pancake, man.
Dawson?
I'm just saying maybe Booker needs some time to develop before he's better than a jobber journeyman.
Booker, he's better right now.
Okay.
Dawson, I thought you made a good point.
I think these two right here ball sacking.
They don't like these two don't like your opinions. I'd be a little worried about that.
And you said that, not us.
Well, I mean, Wolchuk figures because he studied the draft for 2 years, he knows everything in the NFL, and I understand that, Ryan. That's why I ask you these questions.
Don't ask me because don't ask me.
You just watched the Bears game last week. He played really well.
Booker has had breakdowns that leave the offense vulnerable
in pass protection. He can get better, but TJ Bass,
and he's slow. And if you ask him to get to the second level, whoever he's going after is going to make him look like a slow-footed big man on the perimeter trying to guard Allen Iverson.
Well, he moves better than Bass does. Bass is pretty heavy-footed,
but you're a Bass man, and you've said that
as a very good backup player.
All right, Broadus gave us a great zebra report on Friday. Also in the pregame show,
oh, he nailed it.
I love his zebra reports.
And then, of course, everything. Everything was exactly how Broadus said it was going to be.
After the play was over, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 41. It's a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
We'll have to see that one again. But
cannot happen. That's an unforced error.
So it was necessary roughness, Brad, when he hit him the first time.
Yes.
Yeah. Unnecessary, whatever he did to him the second.
I mean, he made a great play to force him back inside. I'm looking. I don't see what the unnecessary roughness was.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he wrapped him up and dropped him. I mean, if you wrap your arm around a guy's neck and drop him hard on his back, is that not football anymore? That's now unnecessary roughness?
No, I personally, I don't think that's a good call.
I don't either. But it was a call.
It sure was. Ezra Raku, though,
You can see the signs.
Yeah.
He let the dog out. That's what happened right there. Sometimes the dog goes for a walk on his own. Sometimes he decides to latch on to a neighbor, you know, and that's just what you got. But I think there's some emotion to when a player is finally having his success and he's like, okay, this is the intensity and aggressiveness I need to play with. Mm-hmm. And you got to figure out how to rein that back in. But I loved everything I saw about Ezeraku. You know, you don't know when that's going to happen with a young player. And sometimes, unfortunately, it never arrives. Like, we've been waiting for 2.5 years now for that to happen with Mozzie Smith. It never came. Came last night with Ezeraku
in a big way.
Oh, it did. It
in
sure
prime
exploded
time.
All over all over the TV.
He was explosive. Man, field position. Goodness gracious. Shout out to Brandon Aubrey, by the way. He's finding a way to make it into that landing zone, make the opposition start at the 20. But something called feces field has now trickled into AT&T Stadium. Poop.
The Cowboys' field position in this second quarter has been poopy.
And it just got poopier.
Do they need to change their diaper?
Yes, they do.
See,
new drop alert.
See, they were in it already.
That was interesting.
That is joke around, irreverent poopy. Brad and Babe shtick during a crap game.
Yeah.
Poopy field position.
That's down 13-0, and we're just here to make jokes.
Where's
now.
The diaper?
Now we get to the portion of the program where Brad is clamoring for sponsorship deals.
Oh, I love that.
I just want to say, having nothing to do with anything, but if any members of the Cowboys crack sales team is listening, I'm requesting a sponsorship for Smucker's Uncrustables.
Yes.
I'm spreading the word on the goodness of that snack.
You like it?
I like the Smucker's Uncrustables.
Or as Kirk Cousins would say, you like that.
Yeah. You like that.
Yeah, I don't know how many he had with him yesterday, but he had two in a bag.
He's a Smucksman, man.
Gave them to Brian and I at halftime. Sent us a picture, said, I'm bringing you guys these.
First time I hadn't had sushi, and I can't remember how long.
Brian crushed this strawberry Uncrustable in about 10 seconds.
It was good. Strawberry, huh?
It was good.
I had the grape.
It was very good.
It's very good. And Brad was thrilled that he was correct on the amount of calories in that Uncrustable. He let Brian know about that. 210, Brian. 210. I thought they were about to fight each other.
With the calories.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get one from the Cowboys because the player crustables are bigger.
Right.
I tried to get Craig Gleiber, who's an operations guy who was spotting last night in the game. I tried to get Gleibs to tell Brad that the player crustables are bigger.
I think you're ball sacking us with this.
No. I'm gonna get it because I go over the Star.
I've seen them.
I've gotten
a glimpse of those Warlocks.
Yeah,
bigger Uncrustables.
They're bigger ones. Like they're
super size level.
They're like hamburger buns.
You get them at the store?
No,
dude. You can't get
these.
Those
are NFL issues.
That's right.
Yeah,
they have NFL issue Uncrustables.
Yeah, like two of them.
Yeah,
bring them in. I'm gonna get a couple of them.
Let's go because those things are damn good. And yeah, Brad was so into this sponsorship deal, he brought it up again in the post game.
Oh, did he really?
He's trying really.
He wants Smuckers. He wants Smuckers.
He
to
wants
be involved.
Smuckers bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Jordan Love. Now, this is not a good highlight, but it's a good call. Brad, take it away.
Okay, big play, 3rd and 10, and it is Wilson, the running back, at the 15. Snap to Love on 3rd down. Ezeraku pushing the pocket into the end zone. Great throw and catch. Touchdown, Romeo Doubs. His 3rd of the day, he got inside Elam, and the Packers have regained the lead.
Man, that's a lot of Packers fans.
Yeah, there were.
There was a lot. It was jarring. The Go Pack Go chants were loud.
It was, when they were walking in, I was like going, gosh, this is not. And they arrived early, too.
Oh, they did?
They got there really early. Like, the buses were dropping them off there at the game. But, man, it reminded me very much of the crowds they've had before, where like the visitors, the San Franciscos, mm-hmm. Houston's,
Pittsburgh.
People like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dak was not going to be outdone. Welcome to town. Wide receiver 1, George Pickens.
And they're at the 28, and they need a touchdown. Snap to Prescott, back and standing, and fires it left, and it's caught. Pickens circles away. 10, 5, Pickens, pylon, Pickens. Touchdown!
That's beautiful.
What a just a
very Merle Reese like
crazy.
There, huh?
Oh, yeah. he did not sound like his tongue was swollen. Right?
No, the Merle Reese will give you the touchdown.
He will.
He will give you that one.
He'll
the excitement.
Down on
we
the
were
TV.
Living the dream. It was absolutely fantastic. And then the play of the game for us the Jalen Tolbert catch where it looked like maybe Dak's just throwing this thing away, but Jalen Tolbert working back to the football. Oh, my gosh. Did he? Yes, he did.
Prescott in the gun at the 39, second and seven. Snap is back. Good block from the right tackle. Rolling right, Prescott throws on the run to the right side. Oh, did that ball caught? Oh, please tell me he caught that. Tolbert, did he catch it?
That's a catch.
He did his best Michael Gallup down at the 5-yard line. And I don't know how Prescott got it there or how Tolbert caught the ball for 34.
That was a voice crack worthy call there from Sham. Yeah. I think we all had a voice crack situation.
And then you go back
and you look back at the replay. It was like, how close was that left foot to hitting the boundary?
Unbelievable.
Very impressive.
Please have the awareness. That.
Absolutely. Nice work, Tolbert. Nice work, Dak.
Yeah. Man, amazing.
Incredible.
Top five throw of his career, probably. Do you guys, when you guys have to go down to the Miller Lite Club, do you stay and watch it on those little TVs or did you go out on the field?
No, we stay on the little.
Well, we have to. I sit down now and listen to Brad and Babe call the game. So I sat down on the couch and just put the headset on and listen.
That's the worst part of it.
It's the most anxious walk in all of sports media is from the Cowboys presser to the elevator. You hear the crowd roaring. Then you get to the bottom and you still got like a 200-yard walk to the Miller Lite Club where you can see through the tunnels and the game is ending. The most critical moments that you're about to go on and talk about for 3 hours are all unfolding. The most important 12 plays. There's got to be a better way.
I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
I take a fireman's pole like straight down. You know, just
give us something like that.
I like that special Jerry elevator that goes straight down to the field.
I'd like to see us on that fireman's pole.
Nowadays, you have to, like, they check your credential everywhere you go. Like, you literally have to stand in front of these little things.
I remember
we were at the Super Bowl with your picture on them and stuff. That's what they do.
I think a nice little water slide, you know, obviously without the water, straight from the press box to the Miller Lite Club. That'd have been clutch, Jerry.
I'm here for that. All right, we close it down with the post game where we had Tolo Keith.
Yeah, our buddy Keith.
And Brad Sham was with you guys taking calls.
Brad was, no, he wasn't a call-in. Keith was there at the Miller Lite Field Club.
Oh, hammered.
Obliterated. Okay. And we love you, Keith, if you're listening. But he just loved him some Brad Sham.
What you've got to do is just the best you can until Revel is healthy and Butler is healthy. And Overshown is healthy.
That's weed.
We're used to this.
Yeah. the voice of God talking here.
Thanks. But right now, that's who he's got.
Yeah.
That might have done it.
Yep.
Hey, excuse me. We see the people with the microphones. We're the ones talking. So thank you for being here. We appreciate it. But we kind of need to do the talking. Okay.
Oh, put him in his place.
Poor Keith.
I guess that's how you want me to handle the people in the pregame show? Is that how you want me to handle it? You want me to channel my inner Brad Sham?
I'll say this though. No, keep doing what you're doing. It's fine. The thing was, he was literally like, it was like Brad was sitting in a chair and he was reading a book, like he was telling a story. He was kneeled down right by his feet. He was no more than invading
the personal space.
Brad couldn't cross his feet.
He wanted a taste of that Uncrustable.
He was like literally he was telling him a story, you know, but it was pretty funny.
Well, there it is. Two guys, one booth. Thank you, sir. Yes, and for those in the audience, if you come up to our broadcast position and start talking to us, the microphone is not going to pick up what you say, and we can't hear what you're saying because we have headphones on. So I think it happens to a lot of people. But it's
not the chief.
It's always hilarious for those in the audience.
When you take it off, you know.
He doesn't. He just yells right into it, you know, while we're going.
No, I do. I remove the headset. What I need to do is turn my mic off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.